This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our friend, longtime Hennepin County judge, including chief judge, now retired, the great Kevin Burke, is with us. The former judge is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker, like all of our guests. Kevin, always a pleasure. I saw the Tribbs story. Hennepin County Mary Moriarty campaign and holding police accountable since February. Her office has filed nearly 600 motions seeking private records of the police working its cases. You're quoted in the Jeff Day story. How notable, how significant is this for Moriarty to take this tack with law enforcement?
Well, the United States Supreme Court ruled well over 50 years ago in a case called Brady versus Maryland that it is the obligation of prosecutors and police to turn over information to the defense that might be exculpatory or mitigating. So, and I understand that a lot of people will think, well, what do you mean? Look, why should they help the defense? They're on the prosecution. It's like, why should the Vikings help the Packers during the game?
Yeah,
I get that. But think of it this way. If you had a very serious disease, and they're talking about life-threatening disease, you would want a second opinion, correct? And
sure.
If you did, you would certainly want the second doctor to get a complete picture of what your medical history is. So when the prosecution or law enforcement doesn't turn over material that might be exculpatory or mitigating, it's like getting a bad second opinion from a doctor. The difficulty that we're in, which I think generates the story and maybe even the activity of the county attorney's office, is despite the fact that this has been around for over 50 years, there are very egregious examples of material not being turned over. So, for example, there was a gentleman in Louisiana who spent 14 years on death row because the prosecution there routinely didn't turn over exculpatory or mitigating evidence. So I think that what people's reaction should be is, yeah, maybe there might be an easier way to get to the place that the Supreme Court wanted in 50 years ago. But for anyone who's a prosecutor or a defense lawyer or a judge to take umbrage at the idea of we're simply trying to make sure we, quote, got it right, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay. But let's get to the backdrop and the perception, fair or not, that a lot of people have. That Moriarty, since she has taken over, and this is the perception by a lot of people, myself included, has made some surprising and head-shaking decisions on cases where a lot of people, again, myself included in some cases, thought there either should have been no charges or the charges should have been softer. And there are many visible people in law enforcement who have been very frustrated by Moriarty, including the chief of police in Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara.
So yeah, this issue has nothing to do.
Well, let me just finish.
Go ahead.
Let me just finish. So there may be people in who have this perception of Moriarty should be working more in tandem with law enforcement saying, now, wait a second. you're on the prosecution side and you're pursuing information on the police, that just adds to how I feel about you, that you haven't been strong enough in these cases. For those folks who feel that way, what do you say to them?
But it's the obligation of the police to turn this information over. It's obviously been a problem nationwide for decades that information doesn't get turned over. We in Minnesota, I think, can point with pride that it's not often that you find Brady violations in Minnesota, but they do occur. And for example, the Star Tribune said, or had a story, and I don't know all the details, but the Minneapolis police characterized warnings or something like that as not discipline, so they didn't have to disclose it. Well, you know, that's the beginning of a very slippery slope. There's a difference between turning something over to the defense under Brady and agreeing that it is admissible. You could end up saying, well, I'm turning this over, but I'm going to fight like tooth and nail to say that it won't come in the trial.
Sure.
But when you end up hiding the ball, you got a problem.
Okay. I'm going to read again right from Jeff Day's story. In the past, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office has fought against defense seeking the same type of private police data. Individual argues that the defense request is individual and not legally the same as the attorney's office making the same request. Without any legal basis, the defendants were conducting a fishing expedition. This is an individual who was involved in this. So,
I was a judge for nearly 40 years.
Right.
There were a very few motions by the defense that were asking for in-camera inspections of police reports willy-nilly. That is just nonsense. The idea that if you're going to end up saying, what pride do we have in the justice system in Minnesota, it would go something like this. We're a state blessed with the vast majority of police are dedicated people. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of prosecutors are dedicated good people, and so is the defense bar. So the idea that this is some kind of, oh, it's a trick by the defense lawyers, the bottom line is we're in a society that had a guy on death row for 14 years, and you know what the United States Supreme Court said? You can't sue the prosecutors who didn't turn over the information. You can just get out of death row. So the idea that this is something that we should get all exercised about is this should be routine.
Okay. So I want to stay with that. I want to remind people, Judge Kevin Burke is with us, as he points out, almost 40 years as a Hennepin County judge, right? Chief judge. So in an ideal world, whether it's Mary Moriarty or Kevin Burke is the Hennepin County attorney, would you like to see it as standard operating procedure that the county attorney's office, if there's a police officer involved in this case, that you seek out all those records and get them out there so everybody can see them, even though, again, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office is the prosecution building the case against the defendant?
Well, it doesn't quite go, everybody can see it. So,
all the people in the case can see it.
Well, yeah, but it might not even be that. So, for example, when you ask for an in-camera inspection by a judge of confidential records, which happens pretty frequently, actually, in juvenile court cases where it's not law enforcement at all, you go through a file and you see most of that stuff is not relevant or not admissible or not relevant or not exculpatory or not mitigating. And that's the end of it. So, and I've done a ton of those too. So it's not something to get really exercised about. What we have to achieve, though, is making sure that information is promptly turned over. You don't want to end up discovering 2 or 3 years later, as it happened in a recent case that I saw that got some notoriety, that, look, there were mistakes by law enforcement, and we're going to have to start all over again and apologize to somebody who has been wrongfully convicted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connected.
All right, good. Good. So can I ask you broadly,
sure,
on the Moriarty discussion?
Yep.
As someone who lived this decade after decade after decade, still is involved in the law. A lot of people have the perception that they're not very happy with Moriarty and her approach. As someone who still believes in Hennepin County and knows this, let's see, 1,000% better than I.
If you look at what the county attorney does as opposed to the career prosecutors, they're largely good people doing thousands of cases that get no coverage whatsoever. So I think that before people get all exercised about Mary Moriarty, you ought to at least pause and say, you know, the fact of the matter is virtually none of those 4,000 felonies are going to be individually fly-specked by Mary Moriarty or Mike Freeman or Tom Johnson or Gary Flackney or George Scott before that. You have a very good group of assistant county attorneys who are very professional, and I have confidence in them.
Kevin, you're always tremendous.
We got one last thing you got to say is you got to get on the Twins and say no cutting our payroll.
Yeah.
We need.
Oh, trust me. I just did a lengthy, rather specific segment directing that towards Mr. Pollad himself. So, yes.
Good for you.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Burke, really good in that because a lot of that information, I think people see it in the Trib and think, okay, what's going on with Moriarty again? And Kevin's saying, calm down. This is out there. I think it is telling that it's different from how Hennepin County was doing it before with the attorney's office. Meanwhile, we're watching this ball game. Okay, we're doing the show. We're also watching the ball game. The Braves are up 3-0 in the
going sixth. To the top of the eighth.
Going to the top of the eighth, exactly. Then the Mets score 6 runs.
Yes, an inning that started 40 minutes ago.
And by the way, we're about as confident and cocky as you can be in scoring those 6 runs, right? That was not old school baseball.
Mm-mm.
That was shoving it right down the Braves' throat. What did the Braves just do?
I just played it 4.
They just scored 4, so they've taken the lead again. This is a doubleheader. So the team that wins the first game of the doubleheader, they're automatically in. So if the Braves maintain this 7-6 lead, the Braves are in the playoffs. If the Braves also win the second game, who's in the playoffs? The Diamondbacks.
Yes, I just knew the Mets were out. I couldn't remember who was in there.
The Diamondbacks. So right now, if it holds, and God knows, it's been a crazy game. By the way, this is why you missed the playoffs, because this is basically playoff baseball, even though it's not technically playoff baseball. But if the Mets win this next game, and the Braves don't have any reason to play, there's no advantage for them. They're now in. Then the Mets get in, and not the Diamondbacks. And by the way, this game was supposed to be played last week.
Yeah, hurricane, you know, gets in the way. It's fine.
Pretty crazy stuff. 51 past 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.